Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching.
Hi, and welcome, as always, back to the Think Transition podcast with me and Akusti. This week, we thought, because it's the international break, we thought we'd go international in terms of international communication, didn't we, Akusti?
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting episode.
Well, it's all come because we were actually going to talk about something else this week, but I was driving home last night from training, and I was listening to the radio, and Scotland had lost 4-0 away at Russia. And there was a lot of, there was quite an angry debate going on this radio phone-in about why is it that these Scottish players, some of them play like for really good clubs like Liverpool, why are they so good for Liverpool, but yet when they turn up for Scotland, they're so bad? And the things that these guys were talking about and the people that were phoning in were going on about, oh, it's the system, passion. And I just thought, you know what, this is maybe an interesting topic for us to discuss today. So,
I agree.
I think a starting place, we need to just maybe talk about define communication in terms of what we're talking about here. So how would we define that for you, Akusti?
First of all, I want to start. If you lose against Russia 4-0, that doesn't surprise me. Russia is much better team than Scotland. That's a fact. 4-0. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about the passion. That's a 4-0. That's all. First of all, let's go to the topic. The communication, when players train together every day, in every training session, and they spend a lot of time together, their non-verbal and verbal communication gets better, which mm-hmm. means they start working better because they understand each other better. And if you go to national team, you have limited time to train together. So you don't get that non-verbal or verbal communication level that high as it is in when they play in the club teams, like in Liverpool or somewhere else. And if one more thing, if you look out to Italy, was it 2006, and Germany national team when they won the championship, they have mm-hmm. many players from the same clubs because they are not probably best players, but because of the communication level between those players were higher.
Yeah, so what we're saying then really is that, you know, the we're talking about being teammates being predictable.
Yes.
I guess. Yes. You know, so if you look at a club, you touched on Germany. So like when they won the World Cup, they had a lot of players from Bayern Munich, didn't they?
Yes. I think 5 or 6 at least.
Yeah, and these guys, they train together every day. They're more predictable to each other. They've got better speed of actions, football actions. As in Spain as well, you know, when they won when they had that really successful period, they had loads and loads of players from Barcelona, didn't they? So, yes. With a lot of national teams, they have their starting 11 will probably be from maybe 7, 8, 9 different clubs.
Yeah.
So they're like you said, they're more unpredictable. In terms of their football actions and their playing style,
it's like if you work with somebody every day, you know from this different situation what kind of decisions he's going to make, and you don't even have to talk to him. You That's know right. that. But if you work with random people every day, you don't get that non-verbal communication between you two. So your decision making is lower. And that means when your decision-making is lower, your executive decision is not that high level because it takes more time and maybe you lose that moment to pass the ball or cross the ball or make the deep run.
That's right. So, like the what the like, for example, I'm going to use the player, the Liverpool fullback Robertson. You know, one of the lot of the callers were phoning in this show saying, "Hey, why is this guy so good for Liverpool, but you know he's rubbish for Scotland?" And I think we could go as far as to say that there's question marks, isn't there, over the greatest player in the world, and Lionel Messi.
Yes.
You know what? Why is he? You know, people say, "Oh, he'll never be considered a great until he wins the World Cup for Argentina." But hang on, why is he so good for Barcelona? But when he turns up for Argentina, he's not so good.
The same reason.
And I think
he's training more with Barcelona players. And this is funny that the same debate between Messi and Barcelona and Argentina, and between some players from Scotland, it's quite interesting.
Because if you look at England, when they, in the World Cup last year, whilst, you know, they got to the World Cup semi-final, you know, if you look at it, their team was made up of quite a few Tottenham players, for example. You know, you had Kieran Trippier, Eric Dier, Kyle Walker. I think he might have been gone to Man City by then, but he had a communication history with a lot of these players. Obviously, Harry Kane, Dele Alli.
Yeah.
You know, so whether I don't know whether that was deliberate from Southgate or from Gareth Southgate, or if it was accidental, I don't know. So, you know, only Gareth could tell us that. But
either way, it's really good because you have many players from the same club. That doesn't mean you have to have 11 players from the same club. Of course, you need to have the best players to each position. But
yeah,
if let's say to Italy, they have three really good defenders and one defender who wasn't that good. I can't remember the name, who wasn't that good. But because of those three other players playing in the same club, they choose him before the better defender.
Because it was a lot of these Scottish fans that were phoning in last night on this radio show. It was really interesting because they were saying, you know, they were talking about the days of Alan Hansen, Kenny Dalglish, Graeme Souness, you know, and about all the passion and this, that, you know, and that sort of thing that they had. But they spoke about the three names that kept coming up. These guys were teammates.
Yeah.
For years.
From the second tier of Merseyside. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. So, Acoustic and Everton fan, everyone. But if you think about it, Alan Hansen, centre half. Graeme Souness, central midfield. Kenny Dalglish, striker.
Yeah.
You know, and they trained together every day. Their communication was high. They were predictable to each other. You know, so let's put it this way now, right? So if you and I, for example, we were told, okay, you guys, we want you to, the league that, let's say we both work in a league together. And they said, right, we want you to pick an 11 to play in a game against whoever, you know, a league from another country. And you've got 1 week together. So, what, you know, when we got into the training ground from the first day, the first session, what do we start thinking about there? How do we start to improve the communication?
That's a hard question. I'm also from Finland, so we we have players in many countries, different countries, and playing different systems. But as I know, our national team have worked together a lot. One way to help is to build up the communication a little bit better is a lot of videos and clips for each players, and then they work together hard every day on the training ground, attacking, defending, transition, those phases. But that team is also they have played a couple of years together, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's why the Finland national team at the moment is first time in a European championship because they have played 2 years, almost three years together.
So maybe this was also helpful to England that a lot of these younger players had all played together at, you know, under 21, under 20, under 18.
Yeah.
You know,
they have a little bit better communication between. Mm. Yeah. I agree.
So the smart thing to do is whether you're a national team manager or whether you're picking a League 11 to play against another League 11 is to pick as many players as you can from one team or two teams even.
Yeah, or could be. Yeah, let's say one team, if you have four players, another team, couple players, and then you could have, if you have really good players, you could choose one or two from the other clubs.
So it's been, it is interesting, isn't it, that, you know, it all comes down to a lot of people, passion, you know, wearing the national badge with pride and running to hell and back, when actually it's a little bit more different to that, you know, as we've discussed. And, you know, hopefully it will provoke some other people's thinking on this, you know, and it just boils down to communication. It's the same at team level. The more, if you're a part-time team like where I work, you know, it takes a bit longer to get your communication higher than if you are a full-time team where you train every day together.
I totally agree. If you train one or two times a week compared to four, five, six times a week, that's a huge difference. And as I know, even in your league, there are clubs who train more, maybe three, four times a week, and that's a benefit for them.
I agree. Okay, well, look, that's our 10 minutes up, flown by as always. So thank you for joining us as always. And we'll be back again next week with another topic.
Yeah, see you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast.